Welcome back to the Uncaged Podcast, episode 20. It's pretty cool that we've reached episode 20. Last week we talked about fear as a signal and a guide, but that's only just the beginning, understanding fear. What do you do when you've let yourself down so many times and you don't trust yourself to start again? And that is exactly what episode 20 is about. It's about rebuilding trust within yourself again. It's one of the most powerful forms of motivation to be able to keep you going. And it doesn't come from a feeling of actual motivation. It comes from structure and discipline to that structure. Because let's be real, let's say you've started something and you were extremely excited about it, only to have taken a step in, realized that it was going to be quite challenging, and you've fallen off and it's gone on the back burner, leaving you feeling quite average when it comes to these moments. That's okay. Today is all about building a structure together with some explanation of why it's important and what to do. Self-trust in the terms of chasing your goals and completing a task is always coming down to the systems you have in place and a structure to follow. Trusting yourself is keeping the promises you make, especially the ones no one else sees. And it's about showing up on the days you don't feel like it, not because it's easy, but because you said you would. It's knowing that even if you stumble or fail, you'll realign instead of retreating. Self-trust isn't loud, it's built quietly through consistent follow-through, small wins, and belief that you've got your own back. Why do we need to build trust? And more importantly, what happens if we don't have it? When we don't have self-trust, we second-guess our every decision and move, delaying taking action. We rely on motivation or some kind of external validation to move forward. We start things with excitement, but quickly abandon them when it gets uncomfortable. Then we feel the weight of that disappointment again and again. Over time, we stop believing our own words, and even our goals start to feel out of reach. Not because we can't do them, but because we no longer trust ourselves to follow through. And one of the biggest things, we don't want to fall into the habit of having this as our reality. Because the more you start to put things off and you believe that you can't do things, that becomes a habit. And we start to believe the fact that we cannot do it. So we need to change that. We need to change that story so we can propel ourselves forward. But let's get into the nuts and bolts of things of how you can build self-trust. One of the biggest things first is we need to be clear on what we're about to do. And then once we're clear on the goal, we're going to break it down into small steps that we can action daily. I'm going to give you an example. Now, when it comes to our gym here, we were limited in the past to a small little area that's inside, and it became very cramped as we grew as a gym and our member base. So we looked outside and we said, look at that. We could probably do an extension, and I had a choice. Either I was overwhelmed by the process because it's such a big extension to be able to extend the coverage from the weather and hold a larger group, or I could figure out and break down the steps, which normally would have provoked something in me that felt like, I'm just not going to be able to do it, it's too hard. Instead, I broke it down like this. I figured out, first, I needed a plan. I needed to figure out what it was going to look like. So I spent time doing that. What materials do I need and who do I need to call? How much is it going to cost so I could budget? And what kind of help do I need to find to be able to complete this job? So I had a broken down step-by-step process that would build momentum and be able to allow the job to start and get progress on it. And then all I had to do was chip away one at a time to figure it out. Even if that takes you a couple of weeks, that's okay if you've got a busy schedule. 9 times out of 10, you can challenge yourself to figure out each of those so you can take action. Just by doing those small steps and getting the information I needed felt like it was more of a reality that's possible and something that I could action on, all because I broke it down. And as soon as I was clear on all of these things, I could time block within my week of available time and start the process. And after a couple of weekends of dedicated time with the help that I found, step by step, it got built until the point that it was complete. And it was the best feeling ever because I'd broken it down, made it digestible for my mind. And then I got the information and then I actioned it. Couple of weeks and we had our shed extension. Now, sometimes I just want to add this in. when we think of small steps, it can provoke a little bit of a feeling of impatience. If you're like me and you really, really want something, sometimes we battle a little bit with patience, but that's okay. So remember, don't get impatient. Keep focused on taking the small wins of completing the broken down tasks of the bigger goal, and you will get there. A key thing on this as well is time blocking. In your day, if you know exactly what's going on in your day, you'll be able to see where your free time is. And then your job is to dedicate a blocked out section of time where you can work on these small broken down steps and taking action to complete the task. And every time you go to time block, you just got to make sure that you review the last task that you time blocked for and make sure that it was completed. And if it wasn't, re-time block and go again. Because there's power in completing those small steps. You are moving forward and it is giving you progression. And when we feel progression, that's when we're going to be feeling motivated and inspired to continue. So the key is get those daily small wins wherever you can and take those tasks out of the list, cross them off, and make that progression happen. So in essence, and take this from me, building trust again after you've fallen off in the past a couple of times and you feel like you can't do something anymore, remember the steps. And here's a recap for you. Trusting yourself is all about keeping those promises that you make, and especially the ones no one else sees. And that when we don't have self-trust, we're going to second guess every decision. And the key to overcoming this is about getting clear on what you're actually doing first and breaking it down into the small steps. Remember to stay patient, and there's power in small steps and building momentum. And lastly, time blocking. Prioritize the free time that you've got where you can nudge the needle forward of progression by chipping away at those broken down small tasks when it comes to your bigger goal. This episode isn't about becoming a productivity machine. It's about proving to yourself that you can keep your own promises and continue to chip away at broken down bigger goals into small tasks and completing each one when you can by time blocking and remaining patient, knowing you're going to get there regardless. Next week, I'm going to be talking about how to anchor accountability into your identity. So it's something that you just are. You're accountable to yourself, you keep your promises, and how to wire in the habits with rehearsed thoughts and actions that last. Thank you for listening. This is episode 20. I will see you on the next one.